Harvard Business School was pretty competitive. People kept secrets from each other as part of their daily routine. I do remember one story that was pretty funny. I was working for the summer at a consulting firm in town. A group of us flew out to Puerto Rico for a project, and they put us up in a hotel that had a casino. One night, after we finished a presentation, my boss was so worried about the casino, he actually escorted me back to my room. He thought I'd get accosted by the sort of element that hung out around the card tables. I laughed, picturing a stiff-lipped corporate type worrying about Jill Taylor. She shook her head, red hair flying everywhere. Of course, I snuck out in the middle of the night and played a few hands. There was sheer joy in her tone. The bug had obviously bitten deep. Were your experiences with the team pretty positive? She started poking at the dumplings again. There were certainly some personality conflicts. I can be a tough little bitch. And at first, Martinez was the worst sort of chauvinist. He didn't believe that a woman could ever count as well as a man. To be fair, I didn't help things by arguing throughout my testing period. I always thought he was fucking with me, just to make me look bad. But he was just being a tough teacher. I eventually learned to respect him. Once the team hit Vegas, I prodded, things smoothed out. At first, she said, there was so much money coming in, we had nothing to fight about. The first 6 months were like a dream. We took card counting to a whole new level. Her eyes were bright as she recalled the high life, the incredible Vegas weekends I'd already heard so much about. But there was something else in her voice, something foreboding. I was going to say something, but decided to let her get there herself. She tapped her red fingernails against the tablecloth. The brighter you burn, the hotter it gets, right? I wasn't sure what she meant. Through my interviews with all of the elements, the story was unfolding for me just as it had in real life, and I was fighting the urge to jump ahead. Jill Taylor had already been there. I could tell from her voice. She didn't want to go back. Dylan and I used to joke that we'd get divorced over this, she finally said. Now he lives in the south of France with his new girlfriend. I'm a consultant in Hartford, and neither one of us has been back to Vegas in 5 years.